News in brief. Iran's deputy foreign minister says the historically tense relations between Tehran and Washington cannot be normalized with just one phone call between their presidents. Abbas Araghchi said there's still a long way to go as Iran cannot fully trust the United States. Iran's foreign minister has held talks with his counterparts on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Mohammad Javad Zarif met with foreign ministers of Yemen, Kyrgyzstan, Sri Lanka, Norway, Argentina and Romania. Mutual relations and the latest regional and global developments were discussed. A Bahraini court has handed 50 Shia Muslims jail terms of up to 15 years on charges of forming opposition groups. The move is part of the Bahraini regime's continued crackdown on dissent. Dozens of protesters and activists have been arrested since early 2011. A bomb blast in northwestern Pakistan has left nearly 40 people dead. The explosion hit outside a crowded market in Peshawar city. Local officials say a police station was also near the site of the bombing. Dozens more have been injured. At least four people have been killed in the latest US drone attack in northwestern Pakistan. Local sources say two missiles were fired at houses in North Waziristan. The US has conducted numerous drone operations in Pakistan this year. More than 100 people have lost their lives in the air raids. Hundreds of Afghans have rallied in Kabul to voice their anger over the killing of civilians by US forces. The protesters condemned the occupation of their country by foreign forces and demanded their immediate withdrawal. They also slammed talks between the government and Taliban militants. Thousands of Spaniards have taken to the streets of Madrid to protest against the monarchy. They called for the removal of the king and the establishment of a republic. The protesters planned to take their rally to the royal palace but were blocked by police. And China has launched a free trade zone in its commercial hub, Shanghai. The 29 square kilometre zone was approved in August by China's State Council. The site is seen as a testing ground for Beijing's drive to reform the economy. Investors have reacted with enthusiasm.